Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Watch Step AV Church Gospel Radio Station, where we come to praise the Lord. The Lord is so worthy to be praised. Amen. Gospel music and open mic. We'll play our gospel music, praising the Lord, and also an open mic. Is not understanding open mic is that we have our call-in number, 929-477-1579. If you have something to confess, you want the world to know, to be thankful, Steve, you can call in and express it to the world and have them know that there's always a God with you. Or just we want to call in just to say, thank you, Lord. Tonight is that time. The number is 929-477-1579. You call, and we will have you on. So first, we'll have our Old and New Testament, and then we'll have our music going on. We have an Old Testament, 2 Kings, 20th chapter, 1st to 6th verse. 2 Kings, 20th chapter, 1st to 6th verse. And it reads, in those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, this is what the Lord says. Put your house in order, because you are going to die. You will not recover. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him. Go back and tell Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David. New Testament comes from Romans 4, chapter 1st to 5th verse. Romans 4, chapter 1st to 5th verse. And it reads, what then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh, discovered in this matter? If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now, to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the one who does not work, but trusts God, who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited in righteousness. May God bless and reuse his word. May you pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the men and women bestowed upon us. Thank you for families. We thank you for looking over us, guiding us to this world. All things, we thank you, we praise your name. Thank you for waking up this morning. Touch the string of love, have the things you want us to do. Lord. We ask you to look upon all the trials and tribulations. And have them know that you are God and they are not alone. For you have promised us that you would not leave us or forsake us. And having those to teach each other, telling stories and having that bad things, you always have a smile on your face, still give glory, for you're able to show others the goodness of God. In your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now we will have our gospel music. Let's continue.
You've been good to me. If you know God is good, everybody open your mouth and give him a good prayer. Guess what, don't y'all listen.
Oh, you've been good to me. Good to me. You've been good to me, Lord. You've been good to me, so good to me. You've been good to me. You've been good to me. Listen, you provided for me.
Has he provided for anybody out here tonight?
You provided for me.
Lord, you've been so good. I got one more. Listen.
You made a way for me. Yeah. Out of the way for me. Yeah. You've been good. Good to me.
Can I get somebody to help me? See, you've been good. I've had thoughts of suicide. Have you ever been down?
nothing for you to forgive. Just the one you see in the mirror every day. It's time for you to get free. Sing fire.
I decided to stop. Reclaim, regret. And I decided to tell
everything in
my past life. Mm. Cannot change what I did.
No.
But it didn't change what you gave when you took my place. No more guilt but grace.
Time to let it go.
Hell no, I went too long. Watching reruns of my role take the shame away.
No more.
Relive the mistakes you washed away.
So I want you to do what God has already done for you and say,
I forgive thee.
It may have taken a while to get to this point, but
I forgive thee.
If God has forgiven you, why can't you do the same?
I forgive thee.
It's time to stop looking back so God's purpose can move you forward.
I forgive thee.
You may be saying, James, but you don't know my past. I was wrong.
I know it was wrong.
Carry this weight.
Carry this weight for too long.
I want you to get free right now and say,
I forgive thee.
You've been hard on yourself long enough.
I forgive thee.
You've always felt like you weren't good enough, but that's all right.
I forgive thee.
You've made mistakes, but those mistakes don't get to make you.
I forgive thee.
God knew what you do, and he still chose you.
Yeah, I know it was wrong. Can we just wait for you?
Instead of staying down feeling sorry for yourself, I want you to pick yourself back up and let it go.
I'm letting it go.
The pain of yesterday.
I'm letting it go.
You've already taken too much from me.
You won't see how much I'm sorry anymore.
The memory of every mistake.
I'm letting it go.
It's time to receive God's grace.
I'm letting it go.
You can't change his mind about you anyway.
You won't see how much I'm sorry anymore.
You could have been a better mother. And maybe you should have been a better father. So pick up the phone and call that child. It's not too late.
Amen. Well, here's the time, like we're open. Anyone call in 929-477-1579 to speak. We're open. Well, I'll start out. I give Lori and I ask him to look over my fiance as she's had recovery. I thank you, Lord, for looking over her and give her fast health as you are able to do. There, what else? Would just like to speak. Give Lord some thanks, God some glory. Testimony to have people know that you and I, they're not alone. We'll continue on our gospel music.
For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. For that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
There's a man, oh yeah, standing on the corner. He has no home. He has no food. And his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying out?
Tonight, a girl searching for a father and a friend, praying that soon someday will end. But instead of walking away, oh, open up your heart and
my brother.
Here's my shoulder. You can lean on me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Will not have some scripture verses with believing. Hebrew 11 chapter, first verse. Now faith being sure of what we hope, but the certain of what we do not see. Hebrews 11 chapter, 6 verse. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Isaiah 40, chapter 31st verse. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And last, John 3, chapter 18th verse. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Listen to those. If there's anybody in the spirit that wants, there's nothing wrong with confessing to the Lord. When you do, it makes your heart feel good. You're letting out that. And if someone with illness can tell their story, and have others know that they're not alone, that they will be blessed and they will be healed. Call in 929-477-1579. Call in and speak your word. Until then, we'll continue with some gospel music.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting. Your faith ain't never small.
to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day. But there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show. That great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know
Amen. Believe. And the Lord will listen. Believe that any troubles you have, that you've gone through, believe that he will look on you and take care of you. Remind somebody out there. Call of 929-477-1579. Have a story that they will know that they can make it, and they will believe. I have a call. I pray for my nephew and cousin of commencement. And I thank the Lord for guiding them through and making it all this way. I thank the Lord. Anybody out there to thank? Isn't that just for just thank? Just have a word. You thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have a call in. You're in.
I just want to thank God for his grace and his mercy and his many, many blessings. I just want to thank him for his grace and his mercy and his many, many blessings. For looking over and watching over my family over the years, and his blessings are too many to count. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. And thank you, hosts, for the two nights a week for gospel music. I have enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. Good night.
Yes, sir. Thank you. God bless you. That's what this is. Someone to listen and have given thanks to God of all his blessings. Amen. And I'm sure somebody felt that of the things that they've gone through, that they have, and never rather let it out and ask the world to. Now somebody knows that they are blessed also. Everybody has that blessing. Amen. I'm excited. Let's have some more gospel music. Let's bring some joy.
Shout out.
Heaven chose us. Like I said, testifying gives joy. It makes you feel so good. Or just giving thanks to the Lord. It makes you feel good. It gives you joy inside. Been there, done that. We will have one last song. We will have our next on Wednesday. We'll have our show Wednesday. And so now I say, may God bless you and God keep you. And always remember to give praise to the Lord, because you'll never know about tomorrow.
I thought about today. is all that's there.